came there specifically, and then he actually goes and exchanges greetings. Srimad Bhagavatam says that Krishna goes and exchanges greetings, and we understand that Krishna is nephew of Kunti. Yeah. So obviously he goes and touches the feet of Kunti Maharani, and Kunti gives Ashirvad also. Mm-hmm. Ayushman Bhava, you know, Chiranjeevi Bhava, or whatever Ashirvad. So, and then Krishna mounts on the chariot, and as the chariot is about to go, this is the scene which is happening, where Uttara is coming running. So Kunti Maharani sees this scene. So just now she has given Ashirvad to Krishna, Ayushman Bhava. And when she sees this scene, her whole mood changes. So this is very, very important point for us to understand, that there are various numerous devotees of Krishna in different rasa, different bhava. So the topmost is obviously the gopis, the Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Vraje Satanaya Taddhama Vrindavana Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadhu. So these are the topmost devotees, and so there is actually one set of devotees which are called Braj Parikar. So they are Vrindavan Vasis, they are Braj Vasis, and there are another set of devotees who are called Mathura Vasis or Dwarka Vasis. You know, so these devotees, both of them are very intimately connected with Krishna. We cannot say that no, you know, because if you see that Krishna was born in Mathura, was transported to Gokul, stayed in Vrindavan, did his pastime for 11 and a half years, then he went to Mathura for a short while, and after that almost 100 plus years he stayed in Dwarka. So which passport Krishna is carrying? So his citizenship is from Gujarat. So there are many devotees, sometimes they argue, they say, no, Krishna is ours, Krishna is mine, you know. So Krishna actually, so he stayed there, he spent such a huge amount of time with Dwarka Vasis and also with Mathura Vasis. So they all have intimate relationship with Krishna, because Krishna accepted them as their relatives, 16,108 wives. So they have their own mood and the prem with Krishna bhav. But the difference between the mood and the bhav and the prem of Mathura Vasis and Dwarka Vasis and Vaikunth Vasis versus the bhav of Braj Vrindavan Vasis is little different. So what happens, many times Krishna showed his Aishwarya even in Vrindavan. It was not like when he killed Putana, obviously Krishna showed his Aishwarya. When he killed Trinavart, Shaktasur, Bakasur, Agasur, Keshi, Dhenukasur, you know, everywhere Krishna actually showed. Brahma Vimohan Leela, he showed his Aishwarya. Govardhan, he lifted Govardhan. Obviously Govardhan was Aishwarya which was visible to everybody with naked eyes. He showed universal form in his mouth to Mother Yashoda. That was also Aishwarya. Yashoda got bewildered. But still, she considered Krishna as her Lala only. Krishna lifted Govardhan Parvat, but all these Vrajvasis, they didn't give, you know, they said, "Tune kya kiya? Jo makhan humare ghar ka khaya, kachu makhan ko bal badhyo, kachu gopan kari sahay, Radha ju ki kripasu girvar liya uthay." Tere mein kya taakat hai? So, when he lifted Govardhan, indeed Gopiya said, "Ye mere ghar pe jo chura chura ke makhan khata hai na, uska taakat hai." Can you imagine? कृष्णा की कितनी फजीती करते हैं वो लोग, बोलते हैं ओरे नंद के, इस तरह से कृष्णा को गाली देते हैं, और कृष्णा को अच्छा लगता है। इसे सो सुख नहीं ब्रह्म स्तुति में ऐसी मीठी ब्रज की गारी। सो ब्रज की गालियों में जो उसको मजा आता है, ही डजंट इवन एंजॉय। सो दैट इंडीड मेनी टाइम्स दिस बॉयज दे हैव सीन नंद गोप कुमार आया, दिस इज वेरी वंडरफुल पॉइंट दैट they have seen Krishna lifting Govardhan, killing Aghasur, Bakasur, Dhenukasur, you know, Keshi, you know, whose head was like touching the sky. But still, when they are playing with Krishna and Krishna is trying to cheat, they don't allow. They say, nahin, aisa nahin chalega. Or one time, this Vrindavan Vasis, they removed Nand Maharaj from their biradri. You know, from their caste, saying that you are outcasted, you know, your son is doing too much, all this thing. And they tell Krishna, "Okay, I have won the dove, now you have to take me on your shoulder." Can you imagine? Krishna, you know, Sahasra Lakshmi line mein khadi rehti hai, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambhram Sevya Mano Govindamadi Purusham Tamham. दिस बॉय टेल्स दैट तू मेरे को अपने कंधे पे चढ़ा. सखा सुध्य सख्य कहे स्कंधे आरोहण तुम्ही कौन बड़ा लोक तुम्ही आमी सन. माता यदि पुत्र भावे करे ना बंधन अति हीन ज्ञान करे लालन पालन. यशोदा का ऐसा लगता है कि मैं नहीं खिलाऊंगी तो मेरे लाला का क्या होगा, कौन खिलाएगा. हाँ, ये पता नहीं कि जिसके पेट में पूरा संसार है हाँ उसको कौन खिला सकता है. बट द कितनी बार भी वट हाइवर टाइम कृष्णा शोज हिज ऐश्वर्या फॉर वृंदावन वासीज नथिंग डूइंग ही विल रिमेन एज डार्लिंग ऑफ वृंदावन ओनली. भाव डजेंट चेंज फॉर देम बट वृंदावन वासीज सॉरी मथुरा वासीज द्वारका वासीज वैकुंठ वासी लिटिल कृष्णा ने थोड़ा सा भाव बता दिया. आज जैसे अभी सखा की हम लोग बात कर रहे थे, अर्जुन यू नो कृष्ण को कहते कि हे कृष्ण मेरा रथ लेके चलो दोनों सेनाओं के बीच में, मैं देखना चाहता हूँ कौन दुर्बुद्धि वो लोग है जो दुर्योधन की तरफ से मेरे साथ लड़ने के लिए खड़े हैं. वो जाके एंड कृष्णा शोज एंड देन ही टेल्स सो मेनी थिंग्स टू कृष्णा एंड देन व्हेन कृष्णा सेज यू नो दैट अहम सर्वस्य प्रभवो मत्तः सर्वं प्रवर्तते इति मत्वा भजन्ते माम बुधा भाव समन्विता एंड व्हेन ही स्पीक्स अबाउट हिज ऐश्वर्य मत्तः परंतरन अन्य किंचित अस्ति धनंजय मयि सर्वमिदं सूत्रं सूत्रे मणिगणा एव. सो वो जब बताते हैं तो अर्जुन को इतना सब कुछ कहते तो अर्जुन कहते कि कृष्ण कृष्ण बहुत कुछ बोल दिया तुमने, मैं जानता हूँ. क्योंकि वो साथ में रहते थे कृष्णा एंड अर्जुन वेयर लाइक ऑलमोस्ट लाइक इक्वल एज एंड देवर वेरी सो ऑब्वियसली अर्जुन इज ओरिजिनली नर फ्रॉम नर नारायण ऋषि. ही इज इन द साख्य भाव दैट इज हिज इटर्नल पोजिशन. सो ही इज ऑलवेज इन साख्य भाव विद कृष्णा. लाइक हनुमान जी इज इन दास्य भाव, अर्जुन इज इन साख्य भाव एंड वी नो दैट यू नो दिस 9 डिवोटीज दे परफेक्टेड देयर लाइफ by doing 9 process of devotional service. So Arjun obviously did in Sakya Bhav. So he was Krishna's friend Sakha. And I was telling you know the other day that Sakha means one who sits and eats together is actually Sakha. So Krishna and Arjun will eat together, they will lie on the same bed, you know, they will do vihar together and all those things. They will go for morning walk, evening walk together. So अर्जुन सो ही टोल्ड कृष्णा बहुत कुछ बोल दिया, थोड़ा डेमोन्स्ट्रेट तो करके बताओ. एंड कृष्णा डेमोन्स्ट्रेटेड, ही शोड हिज यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म एंड एज कृष्णा शोड हिज यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म व्हाट हैपेंड टू अर्जुन, अर्जुन बिकेम अटरली फियरफुल. ही बिकेम फियरफुल एंड ही से ओ माय गॉड व्हाट इज दिस व्हाट आई एम सीइंग यू नो एंड देन ही इमीडिएटली परम ब्रह्म परम धाम पवित्रम परम भवान. So many things he started chanting, you know, Krishna's glories and he became afraid. And then he said, you know, there is a nice verse I had written. Let me just see where I have written. Anyway, so he says, you know, Sakheti Matva Prasabham Yaduktam. He said, Sakheti Matva, I have told you as my friend, Uktam. I have spoken to you. Sakheti matva prasabham yadoktam he krishna he ya dav he sakheti ajanata mahiman naam tadegam maya pramadat pranaye navapi. He says that he krishna he ya dav he sakheti, I have told you Sakha, I have called you Krishna, I have told you so many things, but now I am afraid that you are actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I really didn't, you know, realize, I didn't understand. So immediately his bhav changed, his mood changed, thoda sa, you know, universal form dikha diya. So similarly here just now, Kunti Maharani has given Ashirvad, blessing to Krishna. Krishna showed little, you know, his Aishwarya here. He saved you know Uttara's womb and immediately Kunti Maharani changed and she said, oh my god, you know, like immediately there was a change in her bhav. And then when she saw immediately what happened, immediately you know the next verse in Srimad Bhagavatam you know tells that as soon as this happened, you know, this happened in like verse number 17 and 18, you know, Kunti is saying, Kunti vacha नमस्ये पुरुषं त्वादिं ईश्वरं प्रकृते परम् अलक्ष्यं सर्वभूतानां अंतर्बहिर अवस्थितम्। तो इमीजिएटली व्हाट हैपेंड दैट हर भाव चेंज, हर मूड चेंज एंड शी इमीजिएटली स्टार्टेड ग्लोरीफाइंग कृष्णा एंड ही सेज नमस्ते। इमीजिएटली शी इज फॉलिंग एट द फीट ऑफ कृष्णा, नमस्ते पुरुषम ताद्यम एंड शी स्टार्टेड ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस, फॉलिंग एट द फीट ऑफ कृष्णा एंड कृष्णा गॉट एम्बैरेस्ड सेइंग आंटी व्हाट आर यू डूइंग यू नो। सो इमीजिएटली भाव चेंज। सो यू नो द पॉइंट व्हिच आई एम ट्राइंग टू ड्राइव हियर एंड से इज दैट those devotees who are you know in the mood of Vrindavan, who are Braja Parikar, their mood never changes actually. Whatever happens, whatever Aishwarya Krishna tells, Krishna ka Aishwarya Vrindavan mein nahi chalta hai. Everywhere else it will work, but in Vrindavan, and therefore Vrindavan is so dear to Krishna. And Kunti, remembering this, she is coming to this verse. You know, so why I am actually giving all this background and we sang this song also, is this Kunti is actually, you know, first doing formalities. In 3-4 verses she is doing formality, and here she comes and actually tells what is in her heart about Krishna, what she likes about Krishna, Krishnaya Vasudevaya. But one thing we need to understand and be cautioned here, you know, having heard and having spoken like this, is that whether you know the mood of Vrindavan Vasi or the mood of Dwarka Vasi may be different, but ultimately it is prem only. So there is no difference in the prem. Let me give an example. For example, there is ghee, clarified butter. So there are two types of ghee. Ek ghee hai pighla hua ghee hai, melted butter, and ek jama hua butter hai. So do tarah ka ghee hai. Abhi ek ghee ka barni hai, in jar of the घी विच इज मेल्टेड, इफ यू पुट ए कॉइन, अगर एक सोने का उसका सिक्का डालो तो क्या होगा, द कॉइन विल फॉल एंड यू विल बी एबल टू सी द कॉइन, ट्रांसपेरेंट, इट इज विजिबल। बट घी जो जमा हुआ है उसके अंदर अगर सिक्का डालो तो क्या होगा, सिक्का अंदर जाएगा फिर नहीं, दिखाई नहीं देगा, उतना ही डिफरेंस है। घी के अंदर सिक्का डालो तो वो सिक्का अंदर चला जाएगा जमे हुए घी में, लेकिन दिखाई नहीं देगा। तो यहाँ पे सिक्का दिखाई दे रहा है, यहाँ पे सिक्का दिखाई नहीं दे रहा है, लेकिन दोनों घी है। पिघला हुआ घी भी घी है, जमा हुआ घी भी घी है, दोनों घी में कोई अंतर नहीं है, दोनों प्रेम है, दोनों भगवान के प्रति जो भाव है वो सेम है। अच्छा, पिघले हुए घी का वैल्यू और जमे हुए घी का वैल्यू सेम होता है, अलग अलग होता है, सेम होता है। देयर इज नो डिफरेंस इन द प्राइस, देयर इज नो डिफरेंस इन द टेस्ट, टेस्ट भी सेम होता है, प्राइस भी सेम होता है, सब कुछ सेम, इट्स अ सेम सब्सटेंस, सो इट्स प्रेम ओनली। सो समटाइम्स व्हेन वी हियर समथिंग लाइक दिस, ऑब्वियसली आई एम टेलिंग अबाउट माई सेल्फ एंड रिमाइंडिंग दैट द प्रेम ऑफ कुंती महारानी इज नो लेस देन द प्रेम ऑफ ब्रजवासीज, it is same, but obviously there is still little different, you know, like we say that Srimad Bhagavatam is non different from Krishna. So there is argument, if there are two things then obviously there is a comparison. So Krishna mahan hai ya Bhagavatam mahan hai, chalo vote karte hain, kaun mahan hai, Krishna Bhagavatam? Humne to bahut baar suna hai to aap sabko to answer pata hai, lekin let us discuss because this is very nice. Who is greater, Krishna? Raise your hand. How many of you say Krishna is greater? And who says Srimad Bhagavatam? Some people are raising hands two times. I saw. So, anyway, kon batana chahega? Just quickly, maybe in just one or two sentences, that why like so? Why Srimad Bhagavatam?
In Bhagavatam, they describe about the devotees of the Lord.
Bhagavatam describes about the devotees of the Lord, therefore it is, and Krishna doesn't describe about Lord, devotees.
No, but in that we can understand about the devotees' past
tense also. Okay. Any other reason?
Because
Krishna is supreme. He is supreme. Someone like ask someone, they don't know what more about Krishna. But once you started to read, we can get more.
Understand how Krishna is.
If they approach directly to Krishna, it will take time. But if you are discussing with devotees, as you said, in that kutir, if we are doing Bhagavatam stories, Krishna himself comes in. So we can approach Krishna very good.
Very nice. Any other point? Please speak.
It's about Nirama. We are telling Bhagavatam for a pure devotee, then the mellow, the rasa of Bhagavatam increases more.
Yes. So, yes, Shunvatam Rasagyana Swadu Swadu Pade Pade. Yasham Vaivai Shuyamanayam Krishna Parama Puruse Bhakti Padyate Pumsam Shoko Moha Bhayapaha. Yes, anything else?
Can we discuss about
the devotees? Krishna should please. Very nice, very nice.
Krishna left the planet 5,000 years ago. If today we tell anybody, then some people are Christian, like, where is Krishna? How do you know about Krishna? But Srimad Bhagavatam is present, the literature incarnation of Krishna in front of us.
So you are saying therefore Bhagavatam is...
Because till today we are, many people are able to connect with Krishna through Bhagavatam.
Very nice. What else? All these points are very wonderful and very valid and perfect points, whoever has said. But we want to hear more. Why like so? Anything else? Please speak, I think. I'm not going to...
Literary
incarnation, therefore. Anything else?
There is no difference between them.
Wonderful. Now that's the point. There is no difference. But still, there is a comparison. There is a comparison that would like to tell anybody. Okay, let me tell one. You know how we can understand this point very, very nicely. So, in Maharaj Parikshit's life here, Uttara is running to Krishna. There is a calamity. Clear calamity. And then Krishna incarnated in the womb. And then Parikshit is born. Okay, so he sees Krishna in the womb, the first darshan of Krishna in the womb. Okay, there is another calamity in the life of Parikshit Maharaj when he is cursed to die for 7 days and 7 nights. Okay, then what he does, he leaves everything aside, goes, hears Srimad Bhagavatam, and after hearing Bhagavatam, what happens? No, he gets beaten by Takshaka. But what happens to Parikshit? He goes back to Krishna. He goes to Golok Vrindavan. He goes back to Krishna. Parikshit goes back to Krishna. So he got live darshan of Krishna, face to face, with association of Krishna. He got material body. He went to Srimad Bhagavatam, he got spiritual body. Who is great? By association of Krishna, by darshan of Krishna, you know, you are in this material world. But by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, meaning I'm just giving one example, there can be so many things to understand, but from this example we can understand that as soon as he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he went back to Vaikuntha. So obviously, so the thing is that the prem is prem, the substance is same. It is same substance, ghee is ghee. Whether pigla hua or jama hua, usse kuch farak nahi padta hai, both of them, but obviously little there is a difference between. So, you know, Kunti Maharani offers so many obeisances, 100 obeisances, and then there is, you know, like so much of discussion is there. And let me just quickly come to this verse. So here what happens is, what is happening here is basically the order of fortune is described here in this verse. So Kunti is speaking about Sambandh. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. It says Krishnaya. You are actually the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But who are you? You are Vasudev. So she is establishing her connection with Krishna and saying Vasudev. So what is meaning of Vasudev? Son of Vasudev. And who is Vasudev? Kunti's brother. So she says that you are actually son of my brother, and you gave such a good fortune to my brother. Such a good fortune that you are actually Mata Dhata Pitamaha, you are the seed giving father. अच्छा इस दुनिया में कई बार ऐसा क्वेश्चन होता है ना, विच इज आई थिंक अनरिजॉल्व क्वेरी टिल नाउ, कि अंडा पहले आया कि मुर्गी पहले आई, बीज पहले आया कि पेड़ पहले आया, कौन पहले आया? पेड़. How many for tree? No, this is important actually. And how many? कोई नहीं, खाली एक ही आप ही है पेड़ के लिए, और कोई नहीं है श्वेता माता जी के साथ में, और कोई नहीं है। चलो बीज, कितने लोग हाथ उठाते बीज पहले आया? किसी का भी हाथ नहीं उठ रहा है। मतलब ये एक पेंडिंग क्वेरी है, दिस इज पेंडिंग क्वेरी। पहले कौन आया, अंडा आया, मुर्गी आया, बीज आया? बीज कौन बोल रहा है? 1, 2, 3। कैसे, मतलब बीज कहाँ से आया फिर? हाँ, दिस इज व्हाट कृष्णा सेज, आई एम द सीड गिविंग फादर। सो बीज पहले आया फिर पेड़ आया उससे। सो कृष्णा इज द मदर एंड फादर ऑफ, यू नो, इज माता धाता पिता, आई एम द सीड गिविंग फादर। सो ही सेज दैट कृष्णा यू आर द एक्चुअली, यू नो, तुम सबके बाप हो। कुंती सेज, यू नो, इन लेमेंस लैंग्वेज, तुम सबके बाप हो, लेकिन तुमने मेरे भाई को बाप स्वीकारा। यू नो, यू एक्चुअली गेव फॉर्च्यून टू वसुदेव टू बिकम फादर, ओके, एंड टू बिकम कृष्णास फादर इज नॉट दैट इजी। यू नो, ऑब्वियसली देर इज अ हिस्ट्री हाउ वसुदेव बिकेम कृष्णास फादर, बट देन शी इज गोइंग फॉरवर्ड एंड सेइंग दैट इन दिस लाइन ऑफ फॉर्च्यून द मोर फॉर्च्यून यू गेव इट टू माई भाभी देवकी, यू नो, टू माई सिस्टर इन लॉ, बिकॉज यू जस्ट, यू नो, ही वसुदेव वुड हैव जस्ट गिवन, यू नो, बर्थ टू यू, और यू नो, सीड, यू नो, सो ऑब्वियसली फर्स्ट कृष्णा केम इन हिज हार्ट, in his mind, and then, you know, he got transferred to the heart of Devaki. So Krishna was not born in a normal way, but he says that whatever, you know, Vasudeva was like an instrument to bring you to this world, but you stayed in the womb of Devaki for 9 months. So Devaki is more fortunate that she has actually carried you. You carry this whole universe in your abdomen, in your stomach, and Devaki is carrying you in her stomach. Such a wonderful thing. He says that the person who carries the whole universe, whole cosmic manifestation in his stomach, and then Devaki is carrying you in her stomach. So how fortunate Devaki is. You know, then she goes one step further and says that more fortunate than Devaki is actually Nanda. Nanda and Yashoda. Why? Because you were born, as soon as you were born, Devaki was instrument to bring you in this world. She gave you the birth, but she couldn't participate in your Leela. She couldn't participate in the pastime. She couldn't play with you. But you played with whom? Nanda. Nanda ke anand bhayo jay kanhiya lal ki. So he said that Nanda actually, you know, he was so fortunate that he played with you. And more fortunate than Nanda is Yashoda. Because Yashoda fed you and, you know, took care of you. And more than Nanda and Yashoda, you know, the line of fortune goes further. And she says, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय मोर फॉर्चुनेट। वाई? बिकॉज दिस गोपास आर मोर फॉर्चुनेट टू प्ले विथ यू, सो यू विल स्टे इन नंद महाराजस हाउस ओनली ड्यूरिंग नाइट। एज सून एज यू गेट अप, यू रन टू जंगल। बरहा पीडम नटवर वपुहु कर्णियो कर्णिकारम विभ्रावासः कनक कपिशं वैजयंतिं च मालां रंधार वेणुर अधर सुधया पूरयोर गोप वृंदे वृंदारण्यं सपद रमणं प्रावशीद गीत कीर्ति। सर, यू रन in the jungle, you just go in the jungle and you play with this Nanda Gopa Kumaraya. Sakha Sakhya Kare Skandhe Arohan Tumi Kaun Bada Loka Tumi Amisam. You play with them and they are so fortunate and the cows are so fortunate. So Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, so go means so many things. Go means gopis also. So gopis are very fortunate. Go means cows. Also. Go means senses also. So basically he fulfilled the senses of the gopis and of the cows. They said that these cows are more fortunate, you know, than all of them. So she says, I am very fortunate because you are my nephew. My brother is more fortunate because he is the father. My sister-in-law is more fortunate than because she kept you in her womb. Then Nanda Maharaj is more fortunate than Devaki because, you know, you went to his house. Yashoda Maiya is more fortunate than Nanda Maharaj. These gopas are more fortunate. Cows are more fortunate than gopas. And gopis are the super most fortunate. And the most fortunate among is Radharani. You know, so like this, you know, the line of fortune is described by Kunti Devi, and she's, you know, after speaking about Maya Javan Achanna, she says that, you know, please remove this veil, you know, nobody can see you and all those things. She's seeing this, you know, wonderful bhav which is coming from her heart. It's such a beautiful verse. You know, it just looks like Krishna's name, but the way, you know, the Devaki's Kunti Maharani is describing is such a wonderful you know, way, saying that, you know, so nice, and therefore she is saying that now